This has been Jordan Clayman. You've listened to Also Important on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope everyone has a great weekend, and I hope you enjoyed my show. Tune in next week at the same time. See you. Yeah.
Western, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Freeform Radio. That is right. This is Kalefsta, Diamond Cunt Trenches. We have a couple guests in the building. Can we begin with over here to my right?
Yeah, can you? Oh, sweet. You can hear me. This is Lil Horse.
It took him a while to remember, but thank you, Lil Horse, for joining.
Yeah, I had a concussion on Saturday, but... Lil Horse.
And to his right,
Papi Chulo here.
Papi Chulo. And you are not a newcomer, Papi, right? Papi Chulo. You've been here quite a few times.
I've been here a few times.
Yes. Yeah, we've been here a few times. And we got next to him.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Papa B.
We got Papa B. Papa B. Hey.
It's good to be back. Good to be back.
What was the last time you've been here, Papa B? Can you tell us real quick? Do you remember?
It's been like early this semester. I don't really...
Probably like over a month,
can't
maybe?
Can't recall. Yeah, definitely over a month. But definitely excited to be back.
Cool. And we got one last person. We got a full house. Yes.
Fuego from San Diego.
Yeah, we got Fuego from San Diego.
Dirty D.
That's right. Dirty D's his other pseudonym. He has many pen names. But anyway, thank you for tuning in so far. This is Diamond Cunt Trenches. That's right. This is Eric. And for you guys who are tuning in, I'm doing a punk rock power hour aside from the songs that my guests chose. But outside of that, I only chose punk songs, including this from my favorite band, which is also from the South Bay, which is where I'm from, but they're from San Pedro, not Hawthorne, anyway. And we are back. That's right. It is punk rock power hour, and that makes it. But yeah, all right. Anyway, thank you all for tuning in. So let's see how many people we got listening so far. But everybody here is not a newcomer. In fact, they are all more or less veterans. I think the person who's been here the most so far is Fuegs, right? Fuegs, hey, how many times have you been here, you think, so far?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's how much.
That's a decent amount. And guess what? It is 2 a.m. We got 11 listeners. That's pretty good at 2 a.m. Yeah. But thank you for all tuning in. Hopefully those people in California where it's 11 p.m. are also enjoying the show, because I do have a lot of people who see my posts from California. But anyway.
Hey, shout out to my people in Tempe, Arizona, too.
All right. Yeah, where are we from? I guess we're doing where we're from. So we got Tempe for Lil Horse here. That's right. They have a lot of stallions over there. And
Papi Chulo here. Shout out to my homies in Texas.
We're in Texas. Can you do? That's a big state.
Brownsville, Texas.
That's right.
As far south as you can go.
The southern tip, right? The little cone.
The what?
Yeah.
Wait, what did he say?
I'm just playing. And we're gonna continue on. We have another person from Texas, right?
Yeah, Papa B, from Texas as well, man. We got North Texas over here, though, so, you know. Yeah,
around where?
We're representing all of Texas.
Yeah, the entire Texas.
Oh, so because you're the North and he's the South, so that encompasses the whole thing?
Basically, yeah.
All right, and then how about you, Fuegs? You already said it, but can you tell us?
Shout out to from San Diego.
Where in San Diego? Since we know your neighborhood, some of us do.
It's Barrio Logan.
Yeah, and within that, a subsidiary, or like sub... like neighborhood called Stockton, right?
Stockton,
you told us, which is another city in California. Dang, don't get confused.
He's giving all his info out. Right?
You know what I just realized is that we're all from like the desert.
No, dude, we
discussed this one time.
Is that the one?
I'm not from the desert, dude.
Yeah. Maybe.
You guys want to talk about
Diego
that?
And I are we're more Mediterranean climates than like an actual desert. It's very like.
Yeah, okay. That's
it might
true.
Be very dry, but it's not as hot or as cold as it will be as in a desert, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
I get
technically
that.
Technically a desert, but
no, it's called technically kind. Called like a chaparral. That's like the specific like environmental like,
yeah,
region. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's not like technically a desert.
Wait, that's
desert's
how it
something
is.
Different.
That's how it is in California.
Yeah, it's like Mediterranean type of climate. It's very nice all year round.
Mm-hmm.
And Brownsville obviously is not. It's super humid, right? It can't be a desert.
It is. It feels super humid, but I think it's very similar to what
does
you
it,
have in California.
Does it rain
it
a lot?
It does.
Okay, it never rains for us.
Not a lot.
Oh.
But it does rain.
Do you have clouds?
Yes.
Okay, we don't...
I mean, they've gotten snow before, though, in Brownsville.
They've had snow. That's not a thing that can occur.
2017, man.
There is snow in Brownsville?
They got snow in Brownsville.
No, that's actually kind of crazy.
A desert is just some place that's really dry. You
maybe
can have
global warming.
But Brownsville is not a desert.
We're not discussing this. That's not like... We're not from deserts. It's only you. Literally only you from a desert.
Come on, man.
I was just trying to pull some similarities, but...
No, I mean...
No...
They're valid similarities.
I mean, can it snow where you're from? Wait, Papa B, can it snow where you're from in over there near Dallas, North Texas?
Yeah,
every single day.
Wait, what?
Wait,
what's this guy talking about?
Is it Alaska up there, or what's
no,
Anchorage, Texas, or what's going on?
I feel like there was, I don't know, a little bit of a accusatory tone there. I don't know why he. I don't know why he thinks it snows. I mean, it does, but the most recent snow was 2017, which is also the. Which is the same one, the same year as Brownsville, so...
Oh, okay.
Can you say anything to that, I guess?
It hasn't snowed in Tempe in like 100 years, probably. But it
that's
actually
same,
has snowed
same
before.
In Brownsville. It's literally
2017.
Been,
I don't think it can snow where Mean Fuego
we looked it up.
Right?
We looked it up.
Maybe, Mean Fuego? I don't think it can...
100 years ago.
It could. I don't think...
I don't
no,
know.
Not even
it's
then.
Exactly.
There's no way it could have snowed any time where we lived.
Anyway.
Fuego. There's no way.
Can we, like, change the subject?
Yeah, we'll go back to some tunes, everybody. Thank you for tuning in so far. That's right. And the next song was chosen by Fuegs himself. Who's the artist we chose for you, Fuegs? Can you tell us on the mic?
Young Thug.
That's right. Young Thug. He sounds extremely tired. It is 2 a.m. He came back from a long 6-hour shift to hang out with you on talk. So thank you for tuning in so far. We are back, everybody. That is right. You wanted to tell us something, right, Lil Horse?
A little story. Story time, I guess. It's like a short story, but this Saturday, you know, me and the boy, Papa B, you know, just hanging out on Saturday, playing some spike ball. We dabble in some two-hand touch football. And what do you know? I'm like the Julian Edelman out there. I'm trying to catch a ball. And, you know, I caught it, which was the good thing. And then I ran about, like, 3 feet. And I just ran smack dab into Papa B. And then I fell backwards and hit my head. And I got a concussion, I guess.
That sounds like a tackle.
What? Wait, what?
Well, it wasn't a tackle, though, because, well, I guess we were coming at each other so
we
kinda fast.
We kind of just ran into each other.
Yeah.
I mean,
it wasn't really a tackle. It was just, like, because we didn't have cleats.
What position was Papa B in?
He was, like, he was facing me.
Oh, that's 100%. He was taking you down.
But I didn't wrap up. Like,
run in my direction.
Okay.
You know, like, I didn't make the... Motions.
Yeah, this is no shade. I'm just making conversation. I'm just telling you things.
Yeah, but I mean, getting a concussion from just a casual pickup game like that. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
that's gotta kind of.
He might need some milk, right?
That's very unfortunate, man.
I haven't had milk.
I mean, milk could help, I guess.
What kind of? Do you guys drink
milk? Can heal anything.
Almond.
I haven't. I haven't had.
Have you tried putting vapor up on your skull?
The answer is almond.
You put vapor up on your skull like that?
No, just on your skull. Like it might make it better. I don't know. My mom will probably say that.
I've never tried that before, actually. My nurse recommended that I get a lot of sleep and drink a lot of water and eat extra food because my brain needs the extra calories to heal.
So you just be eating like...
So I just do my regular thing, I guess. Just a little more.
Dang, that's intense.
Is that... I'm sorry.
How long is this going on? How long do you have to...
For a while, I guess. I actually went to a formal event today and a lot of people were drinking, but I couldn't even drink. So,
because you have to stay hydrated, right?
Well, no, I just have to stay away from alcohol too. Dang. Oh, am I allowed to say alcohol in the air?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
The FCC. Yeah, they said yes.
They just texted me right now. They said we're good. They gave me a thumbs up emoji.
Great. Yeah. So you know, there's that. Actually, it was really fun. I had a lot of fun. So anyone who's like out there who like is like. I don't want to go to a party because everyone drinks. Like, you know, it's okay. You can have fun at the party if you don't drink.
I'll say the exact opposite. I think I would be very bored at a place where there's a bunch of people just not there. In fact, I'd probably be, like, repulsed and, like, very annoyed by the people in the room.
Oh, okay.
Personally. But maybe you can tolerate that. I can't tolerate that. Maybe you can.
No, I definitely felt that way at first. Like, for the first, like, 20, 30 minutes, I was like, fuck. Like, what the fuck?
Oh! And we'll go back to some tunes, everybody. Thank you for tuning in so far. We might have some rule changes for the rest of the... this is Minutemen again. I'm sorry. That definitely was a quickie. We are back, everybody. I am sorry for that small hiccup.
Hey, R.I.P. Lil Horse, man.
R.I.P. There's four guests and three mics that I have for the guests, so we're gonna just hand them off to not Lil Horse for the time being. He'll be back soon.
Hey, free Lil Horse.
He'll be back.
Free Lil Horse.
Never forget what he did for us.
What did he do for us? He didn't do anything.
He sacrificed his life.
I swear to God. Well, but just to clarify, I do not condone anything that occurred before that song that was played. Also, that was Minutemen. I'm a big fan of Minutemen. They're from San Pedro, California, which is not too far from Hawthorne. But anyway.
Do you condone some of the things that we say sometimes? You said you didn't condone what just happened.
That's true, but I don't make a list and I tell everybody what I condone and don't condone. If that makes sense.
It's like a figured out as you go basis.
No, I just needed to make... I don't know what he's saying. Also, he's not on the mic, but you probably can still hear him from afar on the...
We definitely heard that.
Yeah, but... but it's more so... Papi Chulo, it's more so like... if something needs to be addressed, I will address it.
Okay.
So... in this case, I found what he said was very inappropriate, so I had to make sure that I do not condone this. Now, do I condone you asking this question? Sure. But I don't have to specify that, right? Okay. Like, people, you know, sometimes, I'm only going to specify things that I need to specify, I guess, if that makes sense.
Sorry, kids.
All right, well, you're still on timeout, so you can't really, like, even attempt, because it's against the law or something. So, anyway, we have Thousand Year Door music playing in the background. We got Fuegs, Papa B, and Papi Chulo, respectively, on the mics.
How's it going?
Let's go.
Yeah, what's up, Fuegs?
And I actually do have one question. Did you guys get the invite for the... Oh, wait, some of you might have not seen, but I can probably tell Papi Chulo the invite for the new coming soon. For the Los Pollos Hermanos?
I did see that.
You did see that? What's your, is everybody acquainted who the Los Pollos Hermanos are?
Yeah, like...
The house on, I think, was like it Teal? Yeah. What street is it on? I forget.
The Greenleaf? Chicken Brothers.
I forget.
The Chicken Brothers, yeah.
The Chicken Brothers here.
Yeah, the Chicken Brothers. Yeah, that's correct.
Have you seen Breaking Bad?
Yeah, that's what it's named after, yeah. That's what the Venmo's called, right? That's what we, like... Send them the funds or whatever for the functionings to occur. But it's next week, and it's when was the last time we had one of those?
The Chicken Brothers, man. It's been a minute.
last semester.
Right? Yeah. And it was only once last semester. Usually it's like two a semester, I feel, right?
Yeah, it was once.
But
yeah, I mean. You're not talking to us. Okay. Anyway, you're not in
it was
this
Mexican
conversation.
Independence Day, last part.
It was, yeah. That's literally September. That's the beginning.
Yeah,
wow.
September 16th.
Wow. 15th. Yeah, it's the 15th, right? Wait, was that the day on the day of? Like the party of the day of the...
It was a weekend, sure. I think.
I'm not
we
sure.
We were
either.
Both like behind the bar.
Yeah.
Like, right? Like.
I was there too.
Yeah, Eric was there too.
We were man of the party.
I like don't
we,
remember. I don't
but we weren't even in charge
of
that
night,
too, right?
Though,
at one point, we just ended up getting it because we knew everybody in the house that we had to just.
Yeah, you guys helped me out because I was in charge of it.
Yeah, and then we just knew people, like, and then I got cups of water for people who were dehydrated, and it was a tough time.
Are we allowed to like talk about this?
I guess we're not giving specific details about where it's occurring or anything, and we didn't say we did anything. As long as you don't say that, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I have not admitted to anything.
I feel like, I mean, in light of this, like, little horse situation, we kind of have to be conscious about, like...
Oh, I guess that's true, yeah. That's things true. Could slip out.
You know,
it's
like,
a good reminder.
Yeah,
thank you, Papa.
Good, like,
you're being very...
It's kind of like a good, like, check your privilege, like, situation. Oh. Like, you know, some people are on timeout, I guess is a nice way to put it, but... It's a lot worse than that.
I guess he's in the dunce corner. That's right.
Yeah, I mean,
glad I'm with a little cap and everything in the corner. But anyway, we're gonna get back to some tunes because we're running out of things to say, and Little Horse keeps trying to talk, so we'll let him talk the next time we're out. But thank you again for tuning in. And can you tell us, Papa B, who you chose for this song?
Oh yeah, I put a little Uzi song, so I hope y'all enjoy.
Yeah, we got some Lil Uzi on the air. That's right. I do enjoy this artist, not like some of the artists that I get chosen for guests, but I usually don't complain. So let's go, Lil Uzi.
For real, for real, for real. Yeah. Sleep on them, that's Tempur-Pedic. Get the green like it's cow pockets, they fat you like Keenan. Told her I love her, ain't mean it. That's because I hit the meanest. You heard that I am from Mars. I heard that you was from Venus. I met that bitch in a meeting. I fucked that bitch from the meeting. I been was planning to leave it. So I just left it to Jesus. Yeah. Love her like Gerald. Told that girl to Gerald. Fucking that girl till she tear. Heard you fucked up, she embarrassed. Heard you whip Gary Barbera. Wait, for real? For real? For real? Diamond, they wet like a seal. Diamond wet like Navy Seal. Heard you drink lean, crack the seal. Everybody know it ain't real. You know I kept it for real. Walk around with it for real. You wanna bet it, my money for real. For real? For real? All of my diamonds for real. Different color like Pharrell's. Yeah, that's for real. For real? For real? You know I kept it for real. Walk around with it for real. You wanna bet it, my money for real. For real, for real. All of my diamonds for real. Different color like Pharrell's. Yeah, that's for real. For real, for real.
Won't say no name, but my niggas, they pulled up. You niggas talk too much, get your mouth sold up. Look at my chain, throwing salt, cause it's snowing. Vivian West with my fur looking polar. My Gucci from Dover, I driving the Rover. Homie don't know me, don't get in my moment. All I sneak this and don't think I ain't noticed. I left my door and I forgot to close it. Boy, better keep it sealed. Fuck around, get killed. Fuck around, get drilled. Cut your hands if you steal. Whip it up like a mill. I just made me a meal. Money jumping out my pocket. Tucking bands in my belt. Stop calling my phone. Leave me alone. I'm on TV with the VV, so I 3D my stone. Yeah, we really don't get along. She anemic, I'm on chill. Had to keep this shit for real. All the way to the beat bill. Yeah, you know I kept it for real. Walk around with it for real. You wanna bet in my money for real. For real, for real. All of my diamonds for real. Different color like Pharrell's. Yeah, that's for real. For real, for real. You know I kept it for real. Walk around with it for real. You wanna bet in my money for real. For real, for real. All of my diamonds for real. Different color like Pharrell's. Yeah, that's for real. For real, for real.
For real, for real. And we are back, everybody. Oh, I am back. We're gonna do a quick sponsor of the hour. That's right, it's called a sponsor. I get to choose the ad, and I choose the same one, so therefore it is my sponsor. They pay me. Not really.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Schools, not prisons.
But let's not talk about that, because I feel like I talk about that every time I'm out here. So yeah, that was the sponsor. Thank you to them for having us and paying the WMFO station. But anyway, we do have a sort of a public note someone wants to say. So go ahead, Lil Horse.
Hey guys, it's Lil Horse. I just got out of radio jail, and I really want to say I'm so sorry to the children.
All right, this is taking way too long, so he's sorry.
For doing that!
He apologizes.
You get the message. Yeah, it's fine. No harm, no foul. Just don't do that again, right?
Okay, yeah.
You also don't have to grab the mic like that. That's kind of weird.
Okay, just make it...
Why do you speak? I really should put him on the jail again. I don't know.
No, please no.
All right, well, we got Fuegs on his phone.
He's not even present in the moment.
Isn't he the one complaining about being on the internet and on the phone?
Log into Twitter.
Oh, this is actually very important. Okay, let me give some context.
Fuegs about to drop some heat right now.
He said he doesn't want to post.
Follow him. You have to. What's your handle gonna be?
He's got to post.
He already has it. It remembers Fuego Güero.
Oh,
Fuego Güero. That's right. Follow him. For those people who don't know Spanish, it's Fuego, which you can easily spell, but then Güero is a little harder. It says Güero, G-U-E-R-O, if you want to follow that Twitter account. He will hopefully be tweeting again soon. But he's been... So let's talk about why that's actually a big moment. Maybe this will be a good conversation. So Fuegs has been avoiding social media because he doesn't want people to take his information. But it's kind of hypocritical because the man is on Reddit like literally all day. Regardless if he has an account or not, sometimes he just, you know, he goes on like incognito, but they still get his information. Yeah.
Well, they do? How so?
I browse it, but I don't have an account, yeah.
Yeah, you don't put your personal info on there.
But they still know, like they still get like traffic, yeah. They still get like the traffic data.
But that's probably not what Fuegs is concerned about, right?
No, he's concerned about any data he does. The only way you can avoid that is by avoiding the internet completely, right?
Yeah,
and he can't do that, so might as well just give into social media. Yeah, okay, let's specify this. We don't need the internet at the end of the day. We don't. It makes things a lot easier. It makes our lives probably exponentially easier.
We don't need the internet.
I think my life depends on the internet.
I think a lot of things, you know, are dependent, but I think I could live.
like, yeah, in
reality, as a human being, as a human being, I could live without the internet. It doesn't give me nutrients or anything.
I mean, it's actually good to like stay away from the internet sometimes, like unplug yourself.
It's true.
That's true, but in his case, it's kind of like he doesn't unplug himself. He's just on Reddit instead of any dispersing time anywhere else.
Well, think about it. Reddit's where you like learn about new things. So.
You can learn what though? Wait, hold up.
Wait, why?
It's just another social media.
That's
there's
the
no
purpose of the
all internet. That's literally all internet.
I guess it's what subreddit you subscribe to. I guess
he's not subscribed to anything. Remember? Yeah, it doesn't have an account. He just goes through the funny stuff. Yeah.
Oh well, I mean, who doesn't like humor?
Okay, that's not literally the argument that you had.
I also enjoy humor.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure every human being on this earth.
I'm not here to like judge Fuego. Honestly, I think it's fine.
Fuego.
I don't think any of us are here to judge him in any way, shape, or form.
But we're just trying to make sure why people like, understand why this is a big step for him.
I feel like there's more to just having somebody have your data for not using an application like Twitter.
What should there be more? Then elaborate.
Like maybe
if they're doing specific malicious things, you think?
No. What if you don't want to use Twitter? Like, well, you don't want to be opening up this app and then seeing little paragraphs of what other people said and writing your own multiple times in a day.
Well, that's.
But, no, I'm not. Yeah, yeah, I don't use Twitter, so maybe I don't exactly use it, but like. There can be other reasons than your data.
I suppose, but like he has specified that he has liked Twitter in the past. He just avoids it for specific reasons.
I just defended you, and I hear this news.
Like, I tried it out, but
no, I like it when you experiment on Twitter. I like your tweets.
Yeah, no, dude, Fuego has honestly one of the best Twitters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes.
He has some fire tweets.
I have to be honest. Can I go to his Twitter right now and see these?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, we can read some of them.
Fuego.
Go check it out.
All right, everyone pick their favorite Fuego tweet.
But Fuego, you have to understand, now they're going to be waiting for more.
Wait.
You have to supply more.
Wait, did you pin your best tweet?
He doesn't know how to do that, I think.
Oh, bro, you definitely have to do that, man. Like,
Is it the old lady? Please read that one. That's everybody's favorite.
That tweet needs to be.
Everyone retweet your favorite Fuego.
I already have. Everybody has already.
I already have. Yeah.
Okay, so can someone find that tweet and read it? We won't read through all of them, just that one specifically. Also, the first one, his first tweet ever is pretty funny. Chicken Parm Hits the Spot is probably one of the best tweets to ever start off an account.
Chicken Parm Hits the Spot?
No, Chicken Parm Hit the Spot, like the, but he didn't write the. It's like Chicken Parm Hit the Spot. That's his first tweet.
I think I remember those chicken parms.
Yeah,
right? We were all, I was there too, I'm pretty
sure. They hit the spot like nothing I've ever had before.
They're really good, actually.
Yeah, you still remember that? That was like 2 years ago.
They're pretty good.
Wait, no, it was actually over a year ago.
I got a favorite. Can I read it?
Go ahead.
One day, storing data on hard drives will seem like antique technology.
Antique, wow.
Damn. How soon do you think that'll occur, Flakes, since this was your tweet?
Maybe within our lifetimes.
I think it's already started.
Definitely within our lifetimes.
Hard drives?
We're starting
in the next 10 years.
Well, I mean, we're doing flash storage.
Like, if we survive climate change.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff is being stored into the cloud. That's.
I feel like Flaze is paranoid about every single thing that exists. But continue. Sorry.
That's going to happen.
Stuff is being stored into the cloud. It's not really being stored. Like, less of it's being stored in our personal hard drives these days.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I guess store things in the cloud, your cloud needs to have some physical space.
How do you get night mode?
That's just the strangest computer.
How do you get night mode?
Make your own cloud.
I got the old lady.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like,
make your own cloud.
Oh my god.
Wait, so do you want me to read the old lady tweet?
Yes, please do.
Yeah, that's all right.
So this one, I think, probably Diego's most popular tweet. So like 6 retweets, 3 likes.
Going strong.
November 2017. He said, "The scene where the old lady just wants to see the sea before she dies is so emotional." I mean, like, I don't even know what this is in reference to. Yeah,
no one will ever know. He doesn't know.
Diego,
I just explained this before.
I feel like you just. I feel like you just had so much like
to think about. Like, I don't even
thought
know.
Into the tweet that I like resonated with it, but I don't know what the scene is.
I think
like,
it resonates with everybody.
Can you explain?
And I want to know more.
Yeah, I want to know what the scene is and everything.
Dude, I just thought of it. Like, I don't know if it was a dream.
If it was a dream,
but I just kept thinking about that. Yeah.
You've told us in the past you said that everybody cut it. You said, yeah, you know, like we've seen, all seen it. Like we haven't all seen it. Can you please explain where that's from?
It probably exists out there. Like.
you're speaking a scene into existence is what you're doing.
It probably exists somewhere out there.
That's exactly what he's doing.
You're trying to be like the influential. You want this to occur.
It could occur if it occurs.
I mean, it could have occurred already.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. Is it not good if it hasn't occurred? How would you know if it occurred or not? This is such a weird... I'm sorry, but we're gonna go back. We're gonna go back to some music. That's a little too much for this. I'm sorry. This is D7 by the Wipers. Back. That is right. We are back. That was D7 by the Wipers, one of my favorite punk bands from the 80s. And that is right. Fuegs is back in, logging in to Twatters.
That's right.
That's right. You know, I can speak about the app or the website itself. I think I've been on it since honestly, it's freshman year of high school. It's been a long ride. Twitter's changed a lot. They do a lot of. It's like you guys know how like Snapchat just updates things without like your like they just change things for no reason kind of thing. Twitter's been doing that for so long. Like Snapchat, I think they just follow. I think they had this idea where if you change things, people will like have like some sort of buzz around that and we'll talk about that within the app and stick with it. As long as it's not like super obnoxious, but like that one.
It's not the easiest thing to change an entire application.
That is true.
A lot of work goes into that.
That's true.
But I do see how it does create that buzz, which can
because a lot of them don't actually have like real functionality. They just change it because they want to change it, and it doesn't really. Some things, in fact, at least not with Snapchat, but with Twitter, they've made things backwards where they're less convenient or intuitive, and I don't know why they do such things. If that makes sense, but I don't know. It's just like a common theme that Twitter's been doing for a long time.
Some things have stuck over that time, or
plenty of things have stuck. The thing is, nothing's ever safe. The only things that like for sure changed the game and we were like kind of pissed at first, but like we were okay with like over time was I don't know who's on Twitter here, but with like tweets that bunch up, you know how they open and close, like if it's like a conversation.
Yeah, a thread. Yeah.
A thread, right? So before it would not do that. A thread would essentially just be tweets, so everything would be chronological. So the only way you could see the whole conversation is if you clicked on the tweet and then you like expanded. But now they show kind of like a short, like completion of said thread, showing the first like tweet that thread like starts with, and then the most recent tweet, and then like something that says expand, right?
Yeah.
That did not exist before. In fact, it was just the tweets in real time. That's it. They never had the old tweets like pile up. That right. We were really upset at first because it was unintuitive for what we were used to, but it made more sense in the long run.
But so many influential people use the app, like they could be changing it because the backlash that they get from these powerful people is probably
they change are so like insignificant. Let's see, like when they changed favorites to likes, so your favorites used to be little yellow stars, now they're red hearts and they're likes now, and we just to be more like Facebook and people could like relate to it. That is almost insignificant. It really affects nothing of the app, but people were upset and now it's just like a part of it. That's like a lot of the changes Twitter does are very insignificant and they do very little, so it doesn't really upset anybody. Not like that one time, if you guys remember, when Instagram, like it was for like an hour, they updated, it was awful, everything was like horizontal or whatever, and then they like got rid of it in like an hour, and then they tweeted or like they came out with a public statement stating that something like, oh, it was a bug, we didn't mean to, like that wasn't supposed to happen. It's like how it was a full-fledged new UI, there's no way that was a bug, like it was just a new UI for the Instagram. Like there was someone got fired that day, there's no way someone didn't get fired that day.
So they kept that UI and they fixed
for like an hour. No, so they had it for an hour and people complained about it so much in every single aspect of social media that they got rid of it. It was disgusting. I'm telling you, it was disgusting.
Oh, wow.
And
how do I find
it? And then they just like it was like a couple months ago too. I remember
that's the Instagram I want to use.
Something that everybody hates.
Yeah, how do I like find info on that?
I have no idea. Like it was like for an hour. I remember there was a bunch of tweets. I was like, what? And I checked Instagram. It's like, oh, this is weird. Because Twitter is like my up to date news of like up to the second. And then literally a couple hours or so later, it was gone. And then Instagram came out with a statement saying that was just like a bug. Like there's no way that was a bug because that literally was a full fledged UI, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, going back to the Twitter thing.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I can definitely see why it's annoying to have the design change from something you're so used to something new. Like, but this whole like Twitter thread thing, I think that's actually a good change because now you're focusing more on like fostering conversations and like.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree. But the thing is, since you know, going against the grain is not okay at first. Always.
Oh,
like people are gonna be upset. So I'm just telling you, like at the time. But over time, we accepted. It's like, okay, this makes sense.
Yeah.
But some things like the favorite to a like thing changed.
I think I might have a reason why they did that.
I mean, they did it. No, it was just to be more universal. Like, cause people.
Yeah.
But the thing is, that was just like a traditional Twitter thing. It's like, oh yeah, they check my faves. Like check my favorites, whatever. But like they changed. It's fine. It's whatever. But anyway, we're gonna go back to some tunes because we're running a little behind. I want to play. Yeah, your mic is off. I want to play the next song, which is chosen by none only of Papi Chulo. What group did you choose?
Migos.
That's right, Migos. And we're going to play them real quick. Thank you for tuning in so far. This is Clefstar. You're listening to Diamond Cut Trenches. And the next song will be chosen by Lil Horse. This is chosen by Papi Chulo. That is right. Stuffy knows I am sick. It is 2:53 in the morning, and that is right. We are here to party. That's right. It is Clefstar. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Freeform, Medford Tufts Radio.
That's Papi Chulo here, too. As
Papi Chulo. We got Lil Horse.
We got Papa B.
Oh, don't do that again. And we got Fuego.
Wait, can we hear the Lil Horse chant?
I guess, yeah, do it one more time, but I never want to hear it after that.
Wow.
That I want to hear it
like
every time.
It sounds nothing
that
like
sounds
a horse.
Like,
it sounds like Lil Horse.
That sounds like Loxley.
That's Lil Horse.
I feel it'll be like, you know? Like, oh, it's a stop. No, we're good. Okay.
Wait, that's a
good one. What? Why?
You know, I know some people really good.
We're just doing the whole farm now.
Yeah, that was not me. I just want to confirm.
Help. Fuego says help. Can someone help him? You can find his number for plumbing, actually, at the LC. It states that he's the plumber.
Yo, are we allowed to disclose
that? You had a plumber before?
Yeah.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, it says plumbing now. It says, like, deals. Which ones? It's, like, it's me, which is humorous, and the philosophical says Seuss, or Daddy J, and then Gonzo is the loving uncle, and then Fuegs wanted to put his info down, so he put it. So originally he put it for a good time. That's what he put as his like name, and then he thought maybe that wouldn't work. So he tried to do, you know, just motivation to be more.
For a good time and name and number.
No, it was for a good time and then just his like number.
Oh.
Okay. And then because that's how it was. It was like it was humorous uncle and then my number and then so forth. But then he added his at the bottom, and we're like, oh, that.
How many calls did you get?
A couple, right, you said?
Yeah.
But then he changed it to motivation. But that also changed because that wasn't like that was too subliminal. We weren't too sure what he meant. So now we just put plumbing because I think that's more straightforward but still secret enough, you know? So if you're going for a good time,
I
just
didn't know that. But now I know.
So now you know why people are calling like, "Hi, is this plumbing?" For the
makes sense.
Wait, did you actually get a?
No, I haven't.
Then what makes?
I was kidding.
You were just playing. Oh, okay, yeah. That was a good. You caught me. But this is basically gonna be our sign-offs. So we're gonna go around at our table because we only have 4 minutes. We have to play the last song, which again it was chosen by himself. So
it's me. I want to give a shout out before we play that song too. So can I go like?
Just last? Give a. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll do his closing statement last, and we'll go ahead.
Good
go
night.
Ahead.
This is Fuego.
Anything Take else? Care. Anything you want to say to the free world? You've had a lot of heavy thoughts these past like 10 hours.
Take care of yourself.
All right. Go ahead.
All right, Papa B. I just wanted to give a quick shout out as well. My boy back home. He's probably not listening. Some know him as Pusheen. Some know him as. El Cipote, a man of many nicknames, let's just say that.
DJ Push is one of them.
Shout out to him, he's just the homie back home. But other than that, it was a good time here, good to be back with the boys. Peace.
Papi Chulo here. I just want everyone to have a great night, and it was fun being here tonight. Let's do it again.
Let's do it again. That's right.
Let's totally do it again.
And our last one.
Hey, it's me, Lil Horse. You know, thanks y'all for listening in. I gotta say, if you're ever in Davis Square, you should really check out Mr. Crepe because Fuegs, our boy, he works there, and you know, he does some really good customer service. Yeah. Hey,
shout
anyway,
out.
This next song shout that out. We're gonna play, it's my personal favorite. You know, actually my most played song on Spotify last year. So this one's for my baby, Sharon Wong. No, shout out to my girl, love you, and this one's for you.
What's the artist? Can you tell us?
Oh, it's Kendrick. It's Kendrick.
That's right. And this is me signing off, everybody. This is Clefsta. You're listening to Diamond Contentions on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you, everybody, to listening to the host with the best voice from coast to coast. That is right. Thank you for tuning in. And we're going to play Love by, that is right, one and only, I'm sick, but it's Kendrick Lamar. Spin, y'all.
Here we go. Give me a run for my money. There was nobody, no one that would run me. So give me a run for my money. Sipping bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely.
If I'm out of my mind, at work, would you still?
Lovely.
Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than two.
Lovely.
Keep it a whole 100, don't got you, I got nothing. Hey, I got something.
Hold up.
We gon' function, hey, no assumption. Hey, feeling like Tyson with it. Knock it out twice, I'm with it. Only for the night, I'm kidding. Only for life, yeah, only for life, yeah, only for life, let's get it. Hit that shoulder lean, I know what coming over me. Backstroke oversee, I know what you need. Already on 10, all money come in. All feeling go out, this feeling don't drought. This party won't end. If I didn't ride blade on curve, would you still? If I'm in my mind at work, would you still? Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than two.